Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk, and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the points that she was talking about that stuck out to me that I'm interested in is when she said she was one of six women in a class of 300 graduating from architecture school, and she's only a generation ahead of me, or not even. I think she might be in her early 70s, and she's about 15 years older than I am. And it just, what a big, huge difference that made. Because by the time I was in school, and then 20 years later, in graduate school, it was 50-50. And I mean, I know there's still issues, but it wasn't like then, you know? So to me, it's interesting hearing about women who were kind of pioneering in that way. And she was the first woman-owned company, and, you know, it's pretty interesting. And also, I think it's lovely that she's had this 50-year partnership with her husband. So it's kind of like an architectural love story in a way, and seeing them kind of grow up. For me, a lot of my friends married architects who are architects. I married an architect. So, and we're all getting older. So I've been thinking a lot lately about how seeing pictures of my old friends, and now they look old, and just growing old with somebody and having that really intertwined life. It's just kind of interesting how they make that work with their kids also being in their company. It would. And another important piece that she talked about was her work around sustainability, which wasn't called sustainability back then, but just saying the climate change window was supposed to be 30 years. It's 10 years past that date, and still what's going on. So that's another important, I think it's an important aspect to her careers, it seems like, for sure, but important topic. I also thought it was a sad moment that she talked about with her son, Gray, wanting her to be his mom and not his boss. And at least he still wanted her to be his mom. That's something. Yeah.
So this child, do the math, he's now 42, Gray Dougherty. Surprise, is an architect. He went to Princeton University, thought that going on to, you know, to the world of money and Wall Street was the way to go, and got his job 6 months before graduation. We thought, oh, we're done with that one. Well, a few months into that, he called us and said, I can't spend the rest of my life doing this, and took a little bit of a break and came back to us and said, I think I want to go back to school in architecture. And I told Brian, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I really did not see that happening, because he was going to go out. First, he was going to save the world. Then he was going to make a gazillion dollars. And then he chose to be an architect. So imagine all of those, you know, nights talking about architecture over dinner probably had some sort of a subliminal influence on him. But we'd bring work home and spread it out on the dining room table, and he'd grab a magic marker and start coloring it up for us, you know. And we knew he was visual spatial, and he was building 3D puzzles and doing all that business. So it was no surprise that that was his passion and that it would come easily to him. And he's a force. I mean, literally, if he's watching this, hey, Gray. And he started our Oakland studio. And then after a few years came to us one day, and he looked me in the eye and said, Mom, every time we get together, all we do is talk about business. I want you to be my mom again. Oh my God, how do you say no to that?
Yeah, another moment that popped out at me as being how kind of illustrating how ridiculous we can be about as architects in terms of boundaries between us, that she said she was on her way to get a C-section. The way I understood it, she went and turned in the permit set and then went and had her C-section. Like, right. I don't think she turned it in after her C-section. Now that would be even more like, I could relate to that just because we, of course, we're going to do that. But working up until the moment where you give birth to a human, which is a huge deal, it seems like, oh, that's just what we have to do because we don't have any time, you know? I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but. It reminded me that when I had my third child, I had my laptop with me at the hospital. So when she was sleeping and I was still in there, I could still send emails and do other things. And what is wrong with me? That would have been a good day to rest. It's just integrated. It's not balanced, I'd say. It sounded like, too, that they did a lot of talking about their business while they were at home, because she'd said that maybe that influenced the kids. And so, I mean, of course they would, but I've heard of some people keeping work at work. I don't know. I haven't experienced that myself. It's harder when you actually work at home to keep work at work, because you're kind of at work in a way. But anyway, I used to think about it as this steak that was marbled with fat, so that the fat being work, and you couldn't separate them. They were just part of the same. I guess that would be integrated. Anyway, that's the way I used to think about being with my children and taking care of them and working in the car when they were in class and killing the battery doing that, which was pretty frequent. you know, there are downsides to working in the car, but that's just the way life was, so that I got to do what I needed to do. That was very relatable to me. Kids love to draw on the blueprints or the printouts. They would not blueprints anymore. But yeah, scribbles around. My kids had a different, well, my kids aren't fully grown. I mean, I guess they're not, they could still become architects. I can't imagine that they would, but I think in my case, they had the opposite reaction, that they thought kids were a pain. They weren't going to have kids because kids got in the way of what you needed to do. So unfortunately, I don't think I did the great job with that. I'd have them sometimes in a, like in the minivan when I was inside checking on some dimensions or something like that. And I don't think my clients were that impressed either, but I was homeschooling them and they were too young to stay at home. So yeah, it wasn't ideal. They still talk to me. Yeah, it's good. It's a step in the right direction, but I don't think they want to be architects. I don't think they've seen that that was something they want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
One day, we get a call from the same guy who had been our consultant from the Cox Group, who called Brian on a Friday and said, you know, Brian, I'm walking down the street here on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and there's somebody I want you to call. And that was Brad Perkins. And he said, his name is Brad Perkins. He owns Perkins Eastman Architects in New York City. He's on his way back from a meeting right now in China. He'll be stopping in Southern California tomorrow with the head of the K-12 practice area studio, coming from a meeting, joining a leader of the LA office because they had already merged with another firm that had an LA and San Francisco office, and that was LBL, which represented medical work and senior living. And so we were K-12, higher education and community. So together we would each bring something different. He said, I'd like you to meet them. And we had these been entertaining these other things, so it wasn't out of left field. And so we said, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and they also hired a consultant to determine how they were going to wind down their firm when they retired, right? So that seems like a good idea, too. I think I've talked about this a lot with my friends, and we as architects think we can do everything ourselves for some reason, even though we want people to respect our professional abilities. We do our own accounting and lawyering, whatever. So they hired these consultants to help them figure out what they should do. And that's where the contact kind of came from. It's like a matchmaker situation, right? So hiring people for their expertise when you're trying to decide how to move to the next step makes total sense. And that's something I've taken away from this story. Yeah, it is. Like marketers, bookkeepers, all these other things we could hire. Website designers. Yep. Right. That's a huge part of what she does. Yeah.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.